This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 373, recorded Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I don't have a kazoo right now. What song is that?
I have no idea.
Okay. So I could have sung.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Did I steal your music?
No. I'm always prepared to improvise if I have to. So it is the night before Thanksgiving in the United States.
Ooh, so it is. Which really sucks because I ate so much food today.
Why did you eat food today? Aren't you early?
Right. But first I had a normal lunch. I wasn't expecting anything else. And then my daughters and my sister-in-law brought me Japanese food from the Japanese place. And then we went to Olive Garden to eat with for a birthday dinner with my daughter's friend. It's her birthday.
Okay.
And I didn't know any of that.
Happy birthday to daughter's friend.
Yep.
I just drove up to where I'm spending the holiday. This is that place I occasionally record from, the woods. So basically, I got here before 10. I pulled everything out of the car. I came down the bunker here. I turned on all that I retired from my home up here and logged into everything that I'd been logged out of. And then that brings us to right now.
And is it all working?
Are we talking?
Well, that's because Google's working. But is the recording working? Is the hard drive working?
Well, yeah. Bear in mind, there's nothing wrong with any of this stuff. I just replaced it with other stuff. So this is where my old equipment comes to gradually sink into retirement. But a new version of Fedora came out, so I'll probably be updating.
A new version of Fedora? That sounds exciting.
Well, I always update my operating systems promptly.
Promptly, you say?
Yeah, I usually wait a day or two just to see if the initial problems. But then I start updating my computers one.
Cool.
My Mobvoi Tick Watch arrived.
You have a Tick Watch.
Well, don't you
remember? And that was the watch that was a Kickstarter, right?
Yes, but it arrived, and it's available with two-day Prime shipping on Amazon right now for $10 more than I paid.
So you got it cheap.
They also threw in an extra charging cable.
Okay, what kind of cables are those?
Watches usually use magnetic charging cables.
Oh, so it's a proprietary thingy.
Yeah. But it's actually a very nice watch, even though it is a budget watch. It's round instead of my previous Android Wear watch, which was square. It is more reliable. It has a built-in GPS. So far I have been enjoying it. And I recommend, if you are considering buying an inexpensive smartwatch, that you consider it as long as it's on sale at Amazon. Their initial launch is 20% off, so that'll probably run through Black Friday.
Goodness.
Yeah. But it's a nice. And besides, the old one kept disconnecting for 5 seconds. For example, now on the watch, it says, now, podcast recording on the internet.
On the internet.
Well, you know how you have to have a location for your event? The location for this podcast is on the internet.
Oh, interesting.
So, as I said, I recommend it, and that price for a device.
Really? I thought I saw it at like $159.
You're thinking of the sport edition. I have the basic. The difference being that I don't need a sport edition. And I like the idea of an exchangeable band, which you don't get with the Sport because the GPS is built to the band for the reception. In the E, the less expensive for the watch itself, and the band is... And since I have a tendency to break bands, which is, I figure I'm better exchangeable.
Sure.
Maybe you'll give it a...
I was looking at it, and it looks really, really nice. And to me, it doesn't appear to be all that budgety. I mean, it's not expensive, but, I mean,
nice. I'm saying it doesn't look like a budget watch, but what I'm saying is in the spectrum of what smartwatches cost, it's on the budget end. Budget doesn't even mean bad. Budget is where
budget
it falls.
Budget means cheap.
No. Cheap has an entirely different connotation. Cheap suggests basically a lack of quality. Budget suggests a item that makes compromises but doesn't necessarily offer poor quality.
Okay. I won't argue that.
Hope not. So I'm excited. Do you have any questions about it before we move on to anything?
So you said it's got a magnetic charging cable.
Yeah, they gave me two. One I left at home and one I put in my suitcase.
And how long does it take to charge it?
Well, I haven't actually
charged it overnight.
I usually just, when I come into my bedroom at the end of the night, I charge it. But remember, I got it on my... So all I can say is it takes a few days for the percentage to sort of calibrate itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you, putting it on in the for 8 or 9 hours and coming back, after 8 or 9 hours, it's probably about 40%. But usually days it reduces a little. But bear in mind, what I've been doing at work has actually strained. I've been leaving my phone charged at my desk and I office with my And most of the day I was sitting in a conference and it was still getting messages from my phone. So I'd imagine
all the way across the building? Via Bluetooth? I don't think so.
Well, basically, it uses Wi-Fi also on the guest network.
That's probably how it was doing it.
Yeah, but using the Wi-Fi and trying to cut the watch, I would assume faster. But I'm not sure. I haven't actually. But as I said, it is much better than the Asus ZenWatch I had before. The ZenWatch 2 was, and the ZenWatch 3, which is the current one, is not quite.
They Meaning went, it's more expensive.
Well, no. Where they're trying to position it, they went a little luxurious, which resulted, you're correct, in, but it was more they tried to make fancier. I don't really need a fancy watch. So I find this. I find the Tick Watch aesthetically pleasing. It's a simple watch. It has a rubbery circle screen, and if you want to make sure you can. Also has a step counter. It says I've done 3,007 steps.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I don't know since when. I hope that's not since March. And right now the watch has been sitting as I drove up to charge it.
Nice.
So that's
so at least the battery's good for a day.
So far, yeah. And people have said that extra hours after it settled got it received before I did. So if I'd say consider it before the price goes up.
Cool.
Anyway, Google's been tracking Android device location, even with location services off.
Now, to be clear, this doesn't mean they're lying to you.
Lying is relevant.
Yeah, well, Google knows where the phone is, but there's no evidence that it's providing that information to anybody else.
No, I understand. But basically, it is something people are expecting that that isn't.
A phone has to know where it is.
Yeah, but people are expecting not necessarily available. And again, if you're going to do something, that's fine, but you basically disclose it. If they disclose the necessary grounds, they might still be upset.
I don't know. I think it's silly. I think that the operating system has a need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
No, I agree it has a need to know where it is, but the question is, shouldn't it be disclosed? I think that's
what yes.
Shouldn't it say when you that it shouldn't say off then, it should say what we're going to do in the off position, basically cell tower phone.
Okay. I can't argue with that.
I think, you know, I tend to take a centrist view to a lot of things. I think most people in this, as long as you explain to them and honest and agree with you, at least respect you. I'm not saying there aren't people, and I'm saying that the majority of people will respect a company, says what they're doing, even if.
Especially if they explain why.
Well, that's
because it's not like Google is collecting the information because they have too much hard drive space and they need to fill it up with your minute-to-minute location.
I agree.
I mean, they're collecting the information for a reason. And I'm almost certain that it's not for advertising purposes because that's just not ethical.
Yeah, and Google's, you know, unlike some other companies, Google has always been very open about what they do with information.
Yep.
Again, they've made mistakes, but a lot of companies have. I'm trying to remember the last time that I had a mistake that they didn't approach consistently. I'm sure if I thought about it, I could think.
Google Cars collecting Wi-Fi information?
Yeah, but I think even they sort of said that it really wasn't exactly that.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah, and didn't they say that they went to basically dump the data because they hadn't?
I think so. Something like that.
I don't know. I was listening to Matt Mullen on this subject. Are you familiar with him?
No.
The head of the WordPress project.
Oh, okay.
You've probably seen the name at some point.
Yes.
So he was being as I use WordPress, I have. And he was talking about distance to having data collection inside WordPress itself, unless somebody could actually give him a specific case for.
Yep.
So it was basically people, there was a thing a few months ago, a Google editor WordPress that I mixed feelings about.
Right.
So one of the developers decided to basically usage tracking, so the different decisions and who was clicking what.
Sure.
And people got upset about this, and Matt, as the head of the WordPress, basically had them on the basis that they get that in another way, and it's...
Okay.
So I have to respect somebody who has strong about privacy. Anyway, moving along, Google Assistant has added settings to manage calendar.
Which is kind of cool.
Because I have multiple.
I do too. And I think it's nice if Google Assistant is aware of them. Right now, you can't even get the calendar on the phone to understand multiple calendars.
Well, I used to have a calendar that would say when I was supposed to be at work. I really have to update. There's only one problem. I never seem to be at work at the hour that I'm supposed to be. I seem to be more hours. So I don't know of what utility the calendar would be because I'm not consistent with my schedule. Anyway, Android Messages has added Duo integration. So it looks like Google's putting Duo integration.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I like Duo. It's simple. Simplicity has its place. The only thing I don't like about it is the same thing I like about Allo. It's parent thing. The only way you can access it is if you... I like the fact that Hangouts allows you to use a login.
An email address.
Well, it's a Google email address. Anybody can sign up 15 of them.
Yep.
How many do you have?
A lot.
What's the point of your account? You can get... Google has demanded that the Cerberus Anti-Theft Act be less stealthy.
It kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
That's sort of the thing is when they've decided to crack down on authorized uses of various APIs features. So they went and advised programs using the accessibility API that they couldn't use it in a non-accessibility manner, and they grandfathered LastPass for it.
Right.
So the thing is, this app has a perfectly good reason to hide itself. It's exactly what it's doing. It's not hiding it for a malicious purpose. And I can understand if they demanded we'll consult with Google and get whitelisted as an acceptable. But they're saying that the app has to make itself fit for the purpose.
Yep.
Hopefully.
But if they provide an exception to this.
But LastPass, remember, is a relatively big company. It's
Yes.
Cerberus, from what I remember, and I think I told you back in 2011 when I was using that app and I went abroad, I had a dual CDMA GSM phone. And when I put in a GSM SIM card, Cerberus thought that it was a different, and you're only allowed to have a certain amount at a time. So I had this exchange back and forth with developer. And from what I understand, it's mostly within a corporation where you have a base in Morses. It's from what I recall, I think he's in Italy, but basically he, was very responsive at the time. You have this one guy build people like, and I don't know what the install base, we should be able to, how many active installs, I'm just going to, or actually the Play Store. But it's a relatively popular app from what I understand. Admittedly, not everyone wants advanced security. I still use. So Cerberus, let's see. It's a number in the upper, or is that rank? Oh, here it is. Somewhere between 1 million and 5 million installs. And I am right.
That's a lot for one person to handle.
And I am right. Question is in. But again, he seemed to be new, and I don't know if he has any operation. And to find out that somebody wanted to shut that less useful, you're not trying malicious and you're upfront about it.
Yep.
That last pass gets a pass, and these guys don't.
Well, maybe they will be able. Well, no. I mean, any app that is not in the App Store is pretty, it's pretty much invisible.
Yeah. Well, no, the thing is that he would have to remove features that have a purpose.
Yep.
And it would make the app less useful to people. Because right now, I can actually track any device if it got stolen. I've never had to use it, but I like knowing I can go to the computer and take a picture of the person who...
Yep.
So Lens is rolling in Google Assistant. So Lens is the thing. Take pictures and it gets identified. Google Photo have to actually load a photo integrated into the assistant.
You know, I used the identify a song thing in Google Assistant. And it was impressive because my family and I went to Universal Studios over the weekend.
Oh, really? I haven't been.
It was good. I mean, I had a good time. And there was this music playing. I mean, and it wasn't really high quality, and there was a bunch of noise in the background because, I mean, I'm in a crowd. There's a bunch of people. And the music's not particularly loud, and it offered to tell me what the song was. So I said, okay, what song's playing? And it sat and listened for a bit and thought for a bit and listened for a bit. And then popped up and gave me the right name of the song. I was extremely impressed.
I look forward to trying that at some point, but then what's the point of me? I can identify any more new skills.
Well, is that really a skill that is marketable?
If I became a DJ, I don't know about that. So the FCC plans to roll back net neutrality rate.
Yeah. So the vote is on December 14th or 15th? 14th.
I think you're right. But...
Okay. So everyone within the sound of my voice, everyone who can hear my voice, if you're in the United States, you should go to battleforthenet.com and email, and that will give you the information and the tools you need to email and call your Congress peoples to stop this. Please, por favor. This is, we do not want Comcast deciding that Facebook is free, but MySpace costs money. Or what will more than likely happen is Netflix will be free because Netflix has the money to pay Comcast. But insert your favorite streaming audio video service. Can't, because they don't have the money to pay for it. New services will start at a disadvantage and will end up with just a few providers of the things we want. And that's not cool, man. The internet's all about, everybody starts on an even foot.
I agree with you.
That's my opinion on the matter. And it is just my opinion. It does not necessarily reflect the opinion of the Android Buffet as an organization. It is just my opinion. Me, well, Jerry.
Well, we're opinionated. Do you disagree with that?
I have a strong opinion that we are opinionated.
Okay, I have an opinion. So the Quad9 DNS service was which blocks malicious domains. I thought I'd mention this because...
So here's a DNS server whose DNS, whose IP address is easy to remember, just like Google's.
999.
But 9.9.9.9. But what this one does is if a DNS entry, if a domain name is determined to be used for malicious purposes, then this DNS server will not render or will not resolve that domain name. So if you have bad software on your computer and it's trying to reach out to command and control, and this DNS service knows about it, then when the bad software tries to get an IP address to go with that bad domain name, it will fail. And the idea being that this will protect you. It also means phishing sites like, I don't know, Bank of America instead of Bank of America will not resolve.
Have you ever actually visited Bank of America?
No, I haven't. I don't even know if it exists.
Of course it exists.
All domain names exist, right?
Well, it's next to Citibank with a Y.
There you go.
Anyway, you know, then there's, of course, that other bank, Capital.
Anyway, so, it's a cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what I want to do, which I'm probably going to do sometime in the next few days?
What's that?
Well, I know Steve Gibson titled this episode, so I assume he had an informed opinion.
I just kind of worry that, you know, it's a good idea. You know, they mean well.
Yeah, but making decisions about how to break the internet are sort of...
Yeah, and they're not really well funded.
Yeah, but as I said, I want to hear what... So we'll see what happens. Anyway, if you're... interested in cord cutting, the Philo streaming service for somewhere, which is so far one of the best deals I've seen.
And it's worth noting that of those channels that they provide, they're not the free antenna type. Like,
I don't need the free antenna.
ABC or CBS or anything. They're, you know.
They're channels people might actually want to watch.
Yeah.
Well, not the local broadcast. I haven't. But it's A&E, AMC, Animal Planet, AXS, BBC America. BBC World Heat Check.
No idea. A lot of those channels I didn't recognize.
No, I recognized AXS. I don't recognize either. Cheddar, I've never even heard of. AXS sounds like it's something I just skipped past. Comedy Central, Discovery, DIY, Food Network, FYI. Oh, the Game Show Network? Tell my mother because she's really upset that Verizon Fios put that in the premium tier.
Huh.
HGTV, IFC, Discovery ID, Lifetime, Life Movies, M2, Nick, Spike, Sundance, Nick G Traveled, Velocity, VH1, Viceland, and Wii, and their extra package of 4XHC. Is that the American Heroes channel?
I have no idea.
BET Her, the cooking channel, Destination American, Life, Love, and Nick G. Would not spend an extra. But again, their basic package.
And it includes DVR services, meaning you can say, I want to watch this show, and it will save it for up to a month for you.
So far, in terms of if I needed a service, this would be closer to most of these ones towards sports, which you are.
I watch two teams.
Yeah, but I don't follow sports. I object to the fact that I have to pay for ESPN. It's an expensive channel that I don't want, but that's a whole guest.
If you're looking for sports, though, Philo is not the place for that.
Yeah, but it has a good distribution of channels.
It does, really does. And these aren't, you know, your second tier channels. These are nice channels.
Yeah, and as
we're missing some obvious ones like USA and...
What's good on USA lately?
I don't know.
No, I used to watch shows on USA. I haven't heard about a new show on USA that I'm...
Yep.
It may just be that there are too many channels and there are many sources to watch things. Networks can do programming and keep track anymore. Somebody was surprised that I never tried Stranger... I'll get around.
I've watched it. I didn't care for it.
I should give it a chance.
Okay. So the only show that is on my list of stuff that we record that is on USAA...
Yeah.
There's two shows. One is Queen of the South, which I record for my daughter.
Okay.
And the other one is Suits.
Oh, is that still on the air?
Yeah, they're going to do at least one more season.
Okay, I haven't seen that show in a few years. Wonder how it's doing.
Hey, don't tell me. Okay.
Well, if I decide to rewatch it, I don't want to. I remember the premise, but I think I gave up on it. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and after that is Black Friday. Do you have any Black Friday universe?
I plan on replacing all of my monitors. And I'm going to be looking for suitable replacements.
What are you doing with the?
My wife's going to get one. I don't know. Two of them are just going to go in the trash. They're getting old.
Okay, no, I'm just curious because I always end up with a stack of.
One of these monitors is 12 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I got rid of first LCD. I have my second one sitting where it's basement memories. And
Well, I
did
want
have
to replace them with four 32-inch 4K monitor.
pricey, but I
You
know you're.
know, you can get a 32-inch 4K monitor for about $500 now.
Yeah, so I'm saying if you're replacing a but you do all your work on them. I did ask you a question there. I've decided to attend a conference in Texas. Do you know anything about Austin?
No. No. I've been to Houston and Dallas, El Paso, all over the place in the northeast or the northeast of Texas, but
But I decided that I was going to attend another one was Indie Web Camp event, the first Indie Austin person developing micro.blog, a guy should be interesting. I've been using the conferences as an excuse to get, seems like a good way to pick where I'm going. Anyway, if anybody happens to be in Austin, hang around. There's apparently a Capitol Factory, the Texas Capitol, 9th and the. Jerry, you're also welcome since you've told me you've
Nope.
never. Anyway, after that, I'll be on my way to.
Yay.
You're welcome to stop if you're willing to drive this.
Right, shall we call it a show?
Yes, and good luck to you and your Fridaying. I suggest the.
Am probably going to stay home.
Who said I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to only buy things that I don't have to leave. And if I have to leave my house to purchase it, I will just.
I understand.
I don't do doorbusters or anything. I just, by the way, if there's a sale on something the middle of February, I will buy it at a good price. So the only reason I have no particular things on Black Friday, there's a sale. Something I want, I'll buy it. If I want, I won't. Someday I'm going to get one myself, but not today. Shall we adjourn until next week?
Let's adjourn. I gotta go pick up my kid.
Okay.
Yeah,
And for those of you who are in Canada, I'm sorry. We everybody in the rest of the world who doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, just be thankful for something anyway.
have a good week, folks.
Bye, Jerry.
Goodbye.